Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Rabbi Lugassi related a story about Rabbi Avraham Yehoshua Heschel, otherwise known as the Apter Rav. Before the rabbi passed away, he saw all the tragedies that were going on in Klal Yisrael. People were dying, leaving behind large families. Innocent children were leaving the world with no rhyme or reason. And so he told his students, when he passed away, he's going to intercede on their behalf in heaven and stop all the tragedies and ensure that everybody is going to live happy, peaceful lives. And he passed away, but nothing changed. The tragedies were still occurring, and the people were wondering why their great rabbi was not helping them. After some time, the rabbi appeared to his son in a dream and told him the pasuk, Diminu Elohim Hasdecha Bekerev Hechalecha, which means, the way things happen down here appear to us as Elohim, like Hashem's strict justice. But in reality, it is all Hasdecha, Hashem's unbridled kindness, Bekerev Hechalecha, when viewed from his point of view. Now that the rabbi was in the world of truth, and he saw how everything Hashem was doing was so righteous and compassionate, he couldn't ask Hashem to stop it. We don't see what's going on up there. We can't fully appreciate Hashem's hasadim, but we could still believe in them. We can trust that even when tragedy occurs, it is still a manifestation of Hashem's kindness. The daughter of Rav Mordechai from Nadvorn was in a room crying over the death of her child right before the funeral. And her father came in and told her, you see the hundreds of people outside who came to be with you in your hard time? I want you to know that there's someone who has more compassion for you than all those people combined. Someone who has more compassion for you than I ever could. Who is it, she said. The one who took your child, her father replied. Hashem loves you more than anybody. And he only did this because he knew it was the absolute best. We can't understand the ways of Hashem. We don't have enough information. But as long as we know how merciful and loving he is, and that he is in control of everything, will be able to accept what he does with love. Anytime a person accepts a difficult situation as the will of Hashem, he uplifts himself to a very high stature. In Parashat Bamidbar, the head of the tribe of Gad is listed as Eliasaph ben Deuel. But later on in the Parashah, when he's named again, the name changes to Eliasaph ben Reuel. The Dalet of Deuel was switched with a Resh. And the Sefer Alenu L'Shabeach, quoting the Imre Noan, explained why. Later on in the parasha, it was decided which tribes were going to be the leaders of each encampment in the desert. There were four chosen, and one of them was Shevet Dan. At that point, the Shevet of Gad could have easily complained and said, Dan is a Bechor from Bilha, and Gad is a Bechor of Zilpah. We're both equal. Why is it fair that Dan became a leader and we didn't? But instead, the head of Shevet Gad accepted Dan's appointment as the will of Hashem. He said, if that's what Hashem wants, then we're going to be happy with it. And at that point, when the Torah lists the names of the encampments, the tribal leader of God's name was changed to Reuel, which means Rea Lael, a friend of Hashem's. Someone who is able to remain silent and accept the will of Hashem becomes a friend of Hashem. Every Jew has the ability to accept the will of Hashem. It doesn't only apply in tragic situations. Anytime we feel like we want to complain, we could stop and strengthen ourselves and say, this is what Hashem wants, so I'm going to be happy with it. And if we can do that, then we'll also be called a Rea Lael, a friend of Hashem. Have a great day.